Excuse me, say that again.
Are these people promoting ID? They believe in a young earth or an old earth?
Yeah. All the ID people believe in an old earth. All. Right. Okay. So the only young earth people are the creation scientists that we mentioned at the beginning. Okay. Yes, Brother Alexander?
Comment quickly on these two things. Obviously, you don't think evidentialism is a very good apologetic.
Sure.
And secondly, you intimated something on this before. It's a question that I've posed to evolutionary people. Where does man's soul come from in this scheme?
Yeah.
If you're going to see the creation of a body or a physical form, but where does the soul of man, what do they suggest or say the soul?
All right. Well, what did the Pope say and the Catholics say? That a million years ago or so, God supernaturally put a soul, spirit, his image and likeness, into the bodies of two apes, a male and a female. See. But other people, like theistic evolutionists, and the Pope isn't one of them, I mean, he thinks you got your soul supernaturally, like that. But the theistic evolutionists are in real trouble. They have to believe your soul evolved too. And they don't allow any miracle that'll transform you into a human being instantly. And so they've got a real problem. And again, excellent articles have been written to show, I mean, this is absolutely obvious. You can't evolve into a brain, a mind. You can't evolve into a body, a soul, spirit, a conscience, a will, emotions. This is ridiculous. But guess what? The atheists have to believe that it evolved. And therefore, to be consistent, see, they really have to say, you really don't have anything. All you have is just some chemical neuron things in your brain that you think is your mind. And I'm saying, in effect, and we all say, well, if that's all you are, then your arguments are worthless because there's no truth. Why don't you act consistently with your theory and just go around and kill everybody gets in your way because there's no truth? There's no lie, there's no truth, there's no error, there's no nothing bad. I mean, all we are just a bunch of what? And no atheist can ever live consistently with his theory. And that's the kind of debates that go on, you know, year after year. And you may convince an atheist, like by one of them, by the way, Anthony Flew of England, one of the greatest atheists in the world, finally surrendered to the ID movement. He said, I agree. We had to be designed by someone, but I don't believe in the God of the Bible. So where are we with him? He just got smart, that's all. Not saved, just smarter. That's not enough. I mean, really, Brother Alexander, it is impossible. It is impossible to rationalistically, I mean, with real credibility, convincing credibility, to prove to anybody that we evolved from nothing into something, including a mind inside our brain. Impossible. But you don't go on waving that one at people, saying, "Oh, this is impossible." You have to do what? You have to say, "Well, let's just quit arguing with these people and do what? Let's do a drastic thing. Let's pray for them. See, and that the God will prepare them for what? The gospel, and that they will be transformed by the grace of God. And then all this stuff about stuff evolving just evaporates. It's all a fake." Complete absurdity. Yep. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
I just had a question on this dating of things all the time. They're always talking about the rocks being billions of years old and so forth. And
right.
Are they just out to us and the carbon dating and all of that business?
Yes. In fact, the current issue of, this is just creation. This is science stuff we're talking about, of course. The current issue of Acts and Facts Bulletin is called Impact Number 384, Evidence for a Young World. 14 evidences from carbon-14 and the radiometric schemes that have now been carefully rethought through, studied 14 evidences that the world is very recent. Now, some of these evidences are too complicated for me to fathom. I mean, they get very technical. See, there's too much carbon-14 in deep geologic strata. There's really too much helium in minerals. Biologic material decays too fast. Many strata are too tightly bent, and on and on and on. Not enough sodium in the ocean. Not enough mud on the seafloor. I mean, if the world were that old, there'd be enormous masses of mud. There'd be enormous masses of salt at the present rate of accumulation. There are too few supernova remnants. Comets disintegrate too quickly. On and on and on and on. And charts and diagrams and documentation. And I'm saying, thank you, Lord, but that's too much. I can't keep up with it all. You have to be a real brilliant specialist, you see, to be able to debate these issues intricately, accurately, you see. And I'm not a scientist, and never will be, obviously, and most of you probably not either, but there they are. And here's the danger, saying, oh boy, now we have 14 proofs of a recent Earth, so what do we do with it? Hand it out at street meetings? No. Won't do any good. See? Just say, well, thank you, Lord. If I'm a scientist, if I'm a Christian and a scientist, I need to know scientific things. But not used in an apologetics approach. That's where the danger is. See? To say, well, now I can devastate your ancient earth view because I have 14 proofs the earth isn't ancient. But stop to think, 100 years ago, Christians didn't have the 14 proofs, but they still believed the Bible. You see what I mean? That's the thing that's so tricky about this. Pastor?
There's a number that do, called even in the Reform movement, to evidential apologetics.
Mm-hmm.
So, just summing up what you said in a nutshell, what's the real problem with evidential apologetics?
The problem with evidential apologetics is that evidences, however powerful, even the sign miracles of Jesus, can't penetrate depraved minds. That's the problem. They're like what? Marshmallows against an iron wall. They may be beautiful marshmallows, pure marshmallows, delicious marshmallows, but they are not what? Designed to penetrate a wall of iron.